Google is rumoured to be working on a new TV dongle codenamed Sabrina. It is a remote control, unlike its predecessor Chromecast. Can it succeed in the face of the duopoly of Roku and Fire TV? Listen on to find out. This is Colin Dixon with End Screen Media, and I'm afraid once again Will is away, still dealing with some personal business. And once again, I have invited Alan Walk, who is co-founder of TV Rev, to join me for some more lively discussion. And this week, Alan, we're going to be talking about the nebulous Google Sabrina box, which we have been hearing about. And we're going to talk about how that fits in. So why don't you catch people up on what the Sabrina box is from Google?
Okay, so a little history. You know, Google had something called Chromecast, which was a competitor of Roku and Amazon. And it sort of took off like a house on fire because it was really well priced. And then people said, oh my God, it doesn't have a remote. And that was a problem. Even my kids who were teenagers at the time were like, we can't use this. There's no remote, because basically you had to sort of go back to whatever app you were casting from if you wanted to pause it. So Google sort of forgot about it as they want to do with products that don't really take off. And it kind of sat there and it has very limited market share. But they also knew that TV was a big thing and wanted to get back into it. So there have been rumors, which seem pretty accurate, that they are relaunching with something called Sabrina, which is looks to be a dongle that will have a remote control, and it's their answer to the Roku and Amazon. Much as the way that they compete with the Alexa and the Apple device on speakers, they're going to have something in here too. Price wise, what I've been hearing is it'll be fairly competitively priced with Roku and Amazon, which is huge because as Apple bafflingly continues to keep the Apple TV device priced at about six times higher than Roku and Amazon, and thus about 10 people have an Apple TV.
Right, yeah, that's broadly in line with what I've heard. The surprising thing is that it certainly makes sense to me that this would be driven by Android TV.
Yeah.
But of course, there have been no announcements about that. We did hear, I think earlier this week, along with some more details or non-details about Sabrina, the Android TV has actually been doing pretty well. They say it's being used. There are 80% more active users today than there were 1 year ago. And that spans, Android TV runs on set-top boxes. It runs on smart TVs, and it also runs on some operator set-top boxes. So that's pretty impressive growth. But to me, it makes a lot of sense for them to use Android TV on this box. It's actually, I don't know how much you've used Android TV, Alan, but I really like it. I have a couple of devices that run on it, and it's very easy to navigate. It's very well integrated with Google Assistant, so it's very easy to search. They have a very open recommendations or favorites bar where providers that are providing services through that box can sort of plug into and provide recommendations, which I really like too. And the other thing I really like, and I think part of the reason why Google is once again taking a swing at a box, is the integration with YouTube TV. YouTube TV has been a big hit in our house. And it is very closely integrated with YouTube TV. So you get your YouTube TV recommendations there. So it's very easy to watch. So for those reasons, I got a feeling that this will be driven by Android TV. What do you think? You agree? And do you think it's a good idea?
I would be shocked if it wasn't. I mean, although with Google, you never know. But like, it would be bizarre to sort of introduce a second operating system that wasn't compatible with the one that they've had and invested millions of dollars in. The other thing that Android TV has been big for is for the it allows a lot of MVPDs to roll out their own sort of OTT service. So, you know, AT&T TV, it's a mouthful, is, you know, sort of the prime example where they're shifting people from, you know, cable delivery, from QAM delivery to IPTV delivery, and they're giving them an Android box. And I think the thought on that is, you know, sort of the TiVo theory, right? That, hey, you know, you all had TiVos, and then we gave you these sort of two-in-one cable box DVRs, and, you know, and then everybody forgot what a TiVo was. So I think they're hoping that these Android boxes, if they're given out by the various MVPDs to, you know, all of their customers, will sort of become a default box. You know, then the danger, of course, with that is that it sort of feels like the pair of sneakers that your parents made you get when you wanted the Nikes instead.
Yeah.
So, you know, but like you said, it actually seems to be pretty, you know, pretty well designed, and it, you know, and the fact that it works with the Google Home device is a big plus. So we'll have to see. You know, Google's wanted to get into TV for a while. You remember, gosh, it may have at least 5 years ago, back when it's funny, it seems like another era, when set-top boxes were still a thing. Do you remember there was a whole thing with the FCC where they were trying to get the FCC to agree to sort of basically do what they did with telephones with set-top boxes, saying that right. MVP had to provide everybody, you know, let you bring your own set-top box. And Google was like, yeah, look, we have one right here. So, and then the MVPDs didn't want anything to do with that, and the FCC sort of shot it down, and that was that. But they've wanted to get into TV in a big way for a long time.
They have, and it's so strategically important to them. You know, bearing in mind, I mentioned YouTube and how successful YouTube has gotten on TV. You know, there's no question that it is strategically important to Google going forward. Everybody's got their eye on that $70 billion that's spent on TV advertising every year, right? And YouTube, which is doing extremely well with a lot of people, you know, if you're ad-driven and you want to earn the maximum money, you've got to be on TV because that's where the engagement is. That's where people really watch for significant lengths of time. And what we've seen, what we've really seen is that that's been a sharp focus for Google, but they can't really be successful, I think, without, they need a device like what possibly Sabrina will be to help cement that relationship and help really build those users. I mean, that's, let's be honest, that's the whole reason why Roku and Fire TV are in this business. They are growing users. It's much more clear with Roku that advertising is the way forward for that company, and the way you do that is by building as many users as you possibly can. Fire TV is becoming increasingly important. So, you know, strategically, this really fits, I think, pretty well for Google going forward. So no question they'll introduce it. No question as well, I think, that the price is going to be pretty aggressive, right? It's probably going to be right in there at the same price as you would get a Fire TV stick or a Roku stick, right?
Right. It looks to be that sort of design, too. Like, it's sort of it's a little bit more like, it looks kind of looks like a giant thermometer. You know, it's sort of a bulb and then it's about, you know, it's that construct rather than a box. And I'm sure it'll be that price. I mean, the other thing that Google has going for it is the whole data play. In other words, the more they know about the TV viewers, then they can combine that data with all the online data that they have for ad targeting, which seems to be their, you know, would be their holy grail, would be to be able to say to, you know, to their customers, hey, we'll be able to sort of take your TV viewers and find them on digital and make sure they're not getting, you know, hit in both places. We can find people you're missing on TV. They really just want all that data.
Yeah. And, you know, before we leave YouTube, one of the things I've noticed, Alan, and we talked about this, I think, a little bit last week, was a lot of the smaller, the more niche TV channels, you can find pretty good replacements for them on YouTube these days. Very high quality content you will find on YouTube. Like, we watch a lot of home and garden type stuff. So there's a lot of that stuff that's pretty high quality to be found there. So, you know, there's another reason why that stuff belongs on TV. So I think that's one aspect that probably Google's thinking about very much as well. But, you know, we should really talk about what the opportunity for success here is, because, you know, the market for connected TV devices is pretty competitive. I think it's fair to say you aren't going to make any money on the device, or you're not going to make an appreciable amount of money on the device. I think Roku is still marginally profitable on their sticks and boxes. I think 7% profit margin. It's really a duopoly these days. Roku says they have 43 million active users. I think Fire TV says they have around about the same, but theirs is more of a global number than a local number. On sticks and boxes, just sticks and boxes, Fire TV and Roku, they're about even, and they basically split the market evenly. It's a sort of a duopoly with everybody else as a bit player, right? So what sort of opportunity does a Sabrina device really have to muscle in on that duopoly?
Well, it's a tough road, and I'll tell you why. It's something that didn't exist before. So the reason Roku and Amazon was because the smart TV manufacturers, you know, 5-6 years ago, had not been paying a whole lot of attention to interface and hadn't really been striking deals with anybody other than Netflix. And suddenly there was all this other stuff that was available. And so people were like, gosh, you know, I can't figure out how to use, you know, this Sony TV smart TV interface. It's confusing. And then I have, you know, a different TV. I have a Toshiba in the other room, and, you know, they don't interact. And look, I can get this Roku for, you know, for $29. So while, you know, and it looks like an iPhone, yeah, the interface. And so they took off. But what happened, and at the same time, also a lot of the new apps and the updates of the app would show up on generally on Amazon before Roku, because developers have issues with Roku, but it's a whole other story. But now the smart TV OEMs, as is something we were discussing last week too, you know, a few years ago, they're like, hey, you know, we're giving this stuff, or we shouldn't, you know, give this stuff away. We need to pay attention to our interfaces. And they've come around, and their interfaces are much more usable and much more interactive. And a lot of, you know, the big three, certainly Samsung, Vizio, and LG, have their own fast. So you turn on the TV and there's a whole bunch of programming there already. And say if you wanted to watch Peacock, you can't get it on, you know, Roku or Amazon, but you can get it on Vizio. So suddenly people are like, oh, why don't I just use why am I getting this other device? I can just use the smart TV interface. And so that's another hurdle that Google's going to have to come through. So it's going to, you know, they're either going to have to peel away people from Roku or Amazon, and also from, you know, Samsung, Vizio, and LG, and find somebody who, you know, who's that wedded to their ecosystem to push in there. Which, as I'm saying this, Colin, I wonder if they just won't give it away. In other words, you know, like almost give it away. I mean, like whether they give it away for free, where they strike deals with certain, you know, subscribe to, you know, YouTube TV, and we'll give this thing to you for free in order to build a customer base.
Yeah. I mean, you could be right, or at least below cost or at cost is certainly almost a given, I think, for this market. But you bring up a couple of interesting things. I think, you know, thinking about what the opportunity for this really is, and how you deal with the duopoly. You mentioned, of course, the spat that Roku and Fire TV are in with HBO Max and Peacock. I noticed that hasn't affected Android TV. I've got HBO Max. In fact, I've even got HBO Max on an older Android TV that's running quite an old version of Android TV, and it works great there. So they're not having the same problems. So maybe that's maybe that's the Sabrina boxes in that they can claim that they're quote neutral. And they can, you know, get, they're the ones that are going to be able to bring all the new services, because all of the new services are going to be there, and they're not going to have the contentiousness and the fights the other guys are having. It's funny, because I note that Roku still claims the sort of neutrality, but of course it's not. We all know it's not neutral anymore because of the Roku channel, and there's other conflicts there, because they're also want to resell SVOD services inside of the Roku channel, not just on the box. So there's lots of conflicts there, and maybe Google can sort of stand there and go, hey, I'm not, there's no conflicts here. You're going to, as soon as the service is available, it's most likely to show up here, because it's certainly going to be ported to Android. And if it runs in the Play Store, it'll be available on Android TV. Maybe that's their in.
Right. The other thing I'm thinking too is, you know, Chromecast's deal originally was that you would find whatever you wanted to watch on your phone or your laptop, and you would sort of flick it through the Chromecast to the TV. So I wonder if Sabrina won't have that functionality too, that in other words, say if you wanted to watch HBO Max, you just go to it in the Chrome browser and then go, you know, send it to the TV that way. I know the problem is Apple has similar functionality, and the big problem everybody has with AirPlay is you can't close the computer. Like once, if I start watching something on my browser and send it to the TV, then I can't close the computer. I have to keep it playing, or at least like partially opened someplace in the room. You know, if I close it, then it disappears from the TV.
Right. And in fact, I just grabbed my phone, Alan, because I wanted to take a look and see if they were already supporting that. They may already be supporting that. Maybe if I can get that up and running, I'll let people know before we finish the podcast. But you know, the other thing here is this is a really complicated market. Smart TVs are becoming more popular. I was looking at some data from Leichtman Research earlier. They've just given out their data on connected TVs, and boy, they say 80% of TV homes now have got some sort of connected TV device. That's probably around, by my calculations, that's probably around 82, 83 million homes in the US today have one, which is pretty impressive. And it's really split between smart TVs and between the connected TV devices, the sticks and boxes, Alan. So, you know, smart TVs are becoming more popular. They've had a bit of a tough time because of this problem they have with not supporting older versions very well, but you know, it looks like people are beginning to use those a lot more. I think the addition of the free linear channels that we talked about last week is helping get people to use these more. I should ask, is the question moot? There really isn't an argument to be had here, because ultimately it's all going to be about smart TVs, and so maybe Roku and Fire TV and this Sabrina box are going to end up in the junk pile anyway. I don't know. Maybe that's too far in the future.
Although we should add that Roku in particular has done an excellent job of getting themselves on smart TVs. In other words, Roku claims to be responsible for somewhere between 25 and 30% of the smart TVs sold in the U.S. have the Roku operating in place. It's mostly low-price Chinese manufacturers, and it's a big selling point for them. So then, of course, the question is, given that Amazon and Google both have more money than God, do they just, you know, go up to Gold Star or some of these other Chinese OEMs and say, you know, when your deal with Roku is over, we'll pay you to run, you know, the Android, to run Sabrina as your OS, or we'll pay you to run Fire TV as your OS?
So actually, I think that's happened with TCL already. I think I remember reading a report that Android TV, the TCL has done a deal with Android TV to put that operating system on some of their TVs. And of course, TCL has been Roku's biggest OEM customer. TCL now, I think, is the most popular, the best-selling television in the United States. It bumped Samsung off that spot early this year. I think actually it was last year.
Oh.
So I think that's already happening to some extent, Alan. So, that's another interesting growth path for Android TV, but I don't think it really, I don't think it really impacts or net positively impacts Sabrina. Although I guess if somebody already had an Android TV in one room and they wanted the same interface, that might be a motivation to go and buy a Sabrina for the other one, because it'd have exactly the same look. They'd have all the recommendations, all the settings that they have on their main TV would be transferred directly to their other TV because they're using the Sabrina box.
Right, because that could also be a sales thing, assuming that that they're smart about it and say, okay, if you're getting an Android box from Comcast and you have other TVs, we'll give you Sabrinas for the other two rooms.
Yeah.
That's all you really need. You don't need a box in every room.
And I think we shouldn't underestimate the power of that, because
Yeah.
I know personally it's very convenient for me to be able to walk out into my garage and have all of the settings and everything that I want from my main TV on that TV as well. I think that's very powerful. And I did just check, Alan, and HBO Max does support casting already.
Okay.
And to be honest, actually, I think I did try it on my main TV and it seemed to work pretty good. And I've got a feeling that Peacock also supports it too, although I haven't checked Peacock yet.
Because I subscribe to Max through Roku and it has not shown up on Roku, obviously, but
Right.
I can get Max on, pretty sure I can get it on my laptop, so or phone. So let me.
Yeah, but the challenge is, of course, you can't cast it to your Roku and you can't cast it to your Fire TV, but you can cast it.
Vizio TV, so that's from
Yeah, and
so.
you can cast it to Vizio, and that works pretty well because it supports Google's casting protocol too. And that gets a lot of use in my household. I use that a lot when I'm doing my when I'm working out in my garage these days. I throw my YouTube video workouts up on the TV from my laptop. So, I don't know. What do you think overall? You think Sabrina's going to be successful and is a good move for Google?
I mean, I think it's a move that they had to make and and needed to. We'll have to see, because Google has a tendency, that sort of magpie tendency too, where they'll they get very excited about something, and then and then another bright shiny object catches their attention, and they kind of forget about the other thing. Basically, what happened to Chromecast, right? They were all excited about it at the beginning, then it sort of wasn't as good as they thought it was, and they just forgot about it. They haven't touched it or done anything to it in a couple of years. So we'll have to see, what happens.
Yeah. I think the remote control is a slam dunk. That's they had to do that. It's really good. And I don't know, we should let's start a sweepstakes on if it will have accelerator buttons for any services, like many of the
Yes.
streaming media player boxes have.
Yes.
And my bet is for sure if they have them, YouTube will be there.
Yes.
Probably Netflix.
Yeah.
And what do you think about Fire TV? Maybe not, huh?
Nah, I don't think so. Probably not Amazon, but they may have Hulu or like Disney Plus.
Maybe Disney Plus. Yeah.
Or I could certainly see the various play, the say a Peacock or even Viacom saying, "Hey, we'll actually pay you to get on that button because that'll help us drive viewership."
Yeah. Yeah, but hey, maybe they'll go for that super simple remote like we see on the Apple TV, which constantly has me foxed because I'm always holding it upside down.
Yes.
Anyway, Alan, this has been a great conversation as always. Thank you for joining me.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
And thank you, everybody, for listening. And we will see you again next time.